Samaria, Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." This is part of our story.
Open our hearts to hear you.
To take it personally that it was a small crowd today. Would you pray with me, please? Thank you. Gracias. Merci. Medase. Gracious God, for this day of thanksgiving, where we gather to remember your faithfulness and many blessings in our lives. As we listen for your word, may your spirit speak to us, bringing hope, truth, and encouragement. Open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to respond to your love with thanksgiving. Amen. In reading about this scripture from Luke today, during the week, I learned something new. Apparently, this is the only place anywhere in the Gospels where someone actually thanks Jesus. I find that amazing. Lots of people who had been healed by Jesus praised God and told other people about what Jesus had done for them, but unbelievably, for all the things that Jesus did during the course of his life, this is the only time someone turned directly to Jesus and thanked him. My mother would have been appalled. Luke writes that Jesus is traveling in a region between Samaria and Galilee. But in fact, those two regions bordered each other. They were right next to each other. And so, apparently, this must have been some kind of a barren border region in between the two, where basically neither Galilean nor Samaritan was at home. And so it's no surprise that, in fact, these 10 lepers were living in this place where no one else would live, because they would have been considered unclean and outcast in both regions. So when they see Jesus traveling that way, they stand at a distance and they cry out for help. Jesus tells them to go present themselves to the priests and that they'll be made well. Because in those days, the only person who could declare someone clean was a priest, and they would need that blessing from the priest in order to be welcomed back in their homes. So off they go, and sure enough, while they're on their journey, all 10 of them are healed. 9 of them continue on their journey, and I don't want to be too hard on them because they're doing exactly what Jesus instructed them to do, to quick go and present yourself to the priest. But one of them can't help himself, and so he runs back to Jesus, and falling on his knees, he shouts, thank you, again and again. And Jesus says to him, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. Now, it really is important to note that there are two different Greek verbs used in this place. In verse 15, when the leper realizes that he's been cured, the verb used there refers to physical healing, as you would expect. But there's a different verb used in verse 19, sozo. Translating sozo as made well, you are made well, is really kind of vague and anemic. It's more accurately translated as you have been saved, rescued, or divinely delivered. So getting well from a serious illness is one thing, but this means something altogether different. Being made whole, being delivered or rescued by God. 10 lepers had faith enough to ask Jesus to heal them, and Jesus did that for them. They were all healed, but only one was made completely whole, body and soul. The one who turned around and shouted, "Thank you, thank you." So this raises the question, what is it about gratitude that makes us whole? This is more than just about having good manners, or when I was a young child, the spirit of my aforementioned mother who wouldn't let me sit down to dinner until I'd written that thank you note to my grandparents for their Christmas gift. The Greek word sozo suggests a much deeper connection. A connection has just happened between this newly healed man and his healer. Turning back to Jesus acknowledged that they were now bound together in some unique way. And that's what real gratitude does. It binds us together and it changes the way that we see one another. Shannon Kirshner tells a story of a colleague who was decorating the Christmas tree with his kids one year. On one of those absolutely picture-perfect winter days where there was a gentle snow falling outside of the windows. And when the lights and garland were on the tree, he attached hooks to each of the ornaments, and then he handed the ornaments one at a time to his kids, to each of his kids, who then hung them on the tree. And so he gave a sparkly silver ball to his young daughter, and she whispered, "Thank you. That is the most beautiful thing I have ever seen." With every single ornament she took from him, she said the same words, "Thank you. This is the most beautiful thing I have ever seen." With every single ornament, she did that. So eventually, he decided to have a little fun with her. And he grabbed one of the kids' dirty socks off of the floor and stuck a hook in it and handed it to her. And sure enough, she said, "Thank you. This is the most beautiful thing I have ever seen." And he said, "You do know that you just put a dirty sock on the Christmas tree, right?" And she said with a giggle, "But today everything is beautiful. The tree is beautiful. That sock is beautiful. And you are beautiful." That is the power of gratitude. Gratitude for the gentle snowfall, for Christmas, and for a loving family filled this little girl's heart. And suddenly, even a dirty sock on a Christmas tree was beautiful. Gratitude allows us to look around a sanctuary full of ordinary people and see that every single person here is a saint of God who is helping God to transform this world. And that gratitude, practiced regularly, becomes the lens through which we see everything and everyone else. Few things in life can instill love in us like practicing gratitude. Love for all the great gifts in our lives, love for this beautiful earth that God has created, love for each other. This is what many of you teach me on a regular basis. You teach me how life-changing and soul-saving gratitude can be. And so on this Thanksgiving Sunday morning, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for not staying under the covers on a cold, rainy day, and for not doing all those other things you could have done this morning, and instead coming here. And I thank you all for showing up on Zoom this morning as an affirmation that God creates community no matter where we are. Welcome. And thank you, because being in worship with all of you each week fills my soul to the brim and makes my ministry a blessing. Thank you for the days and ways that you live out your faith every day. Thank you for serving meals at Rainbow Kitchen and Our Place and working at food pantries. Thank you for collecting and sorting clothes for those who need them. Thank you for gardening and harvesting all of our fruits and vegetables to give to others. And reminder, we have apples downstairs. Thank you for protesting against the atrocities in Gaza, for organizing to try and save the environment, for writing letters, for signing petitions, for going on marches. Thank you for keeping the rainbows flying here, and for marching in parades for Pride and Buccaneer Days and the celebration of lights. Thank you for running the Death Cafe, the Aging and Saging Group, the Monday Reflection and Meditation and Taze groups. Thank you for cutting hair, for collecting mittens and hats and socks and backpacks. Thank you for all that you're doing to help bring Joe's family to Canada. Thank you for telling Tammy and I and your pastoral care team what's going on in your lives and how we can pray for you. Thank you for checking in and looking after each other when someone's sick or struggling or hurting. Thank you for serving in leadership and for all the work that you do to keep things running, for keeping this building standing, for counting money, keeping the books, washing dishes, preparing and serving communion, for decorating the sanctuary each week, for working with our kids and leading our children's time. Thank you in advance for whatever pledge you'll be making to help make this space a safer and more accessible space for everyone. Thank you for making music, for leading us in prayer, for working with our lay worship teams, and for the 100 other things that all of you do day in and day out, in Jesus' name. And finally, thank you for all of your questions and for sharing your remarkable wisdom with us. And thank you more than anything else for maintaining a sense of humor and making sure that none of us take ourselves too seriously. Thank you. Every single one of you is a gift of love in a weary world, and in your work and daily routines, you live out your faith. And that matters. That matters. It matters to me. It matters to our community and to our world and to all the people for whom we're working for justice. It matters deeply to God. So on this Thanksgiving Sunday, thank you for being yourselves, for being faithful children of God, holy and loved. Every one of you. That 10th Samaritan leper discovered something life-giving and essential, that being filled with gratitude binds us together. It connects us to the one from whom all blessings flow. The world comes alive, and we do too, when gratitude fills our hearts, when it causes us to pause and turn back and shout our praise. Gratitude is what will make all of us whole and well, no matter our physical condition. And it is what will inspire us to keep following Jesus on the journey. So thank you all, and thanks be to God. Amen.